The NAMM show's just been on. It's the National Association of Music Manufacturers. So if you're interested in guitars, gear of all kinds, instruments, stuff, that's the big ticket every year in Anaheim. We're lucky that we live close by, actually, to be able to go up there and desperately beg for free gear every year. I've got nothing. I have never gotten anything. I don't know. No, I didn't get that from... Matt Wallman's going like that. No. I know, I got a very expensive guitar, but that wasn't from NAMM. That was just from being brilliant. Ah, dear. Anyway, so the NAMM show goes on every year, and every year Kerry Getz, who lives in town, she's a singer-songwriter, probably seen her around, she throws a party. She's lived in Newport Beach for a long time, and she'd been throwing that party in Newport for a long time. Now she's in Laguna. She threw it last night, the post-NAMM party, and she invites... all her old pals there, and it's lovely to see everybody every year. That's the best thing about NAMM for me, is that party, actually. And last night she threw it at her house, and a geezer comes in. Everybody plays a song, you know. I played a song, and other people played a song. Matthew Van Doren was there, he played a song, and Steve Lawson was there, he played a song, the bass player who we had in last year, and it was just a lot of fun. And then this guy schleps in a great big upright bass and starts playing it. And then he starts singing along with himself, playing an upright bass. Very unusual to see an upright bass player singing songs that he'd written. It was just, and it was beautiful. And the room went quiet, and he wowed us all. So it was a really great thing. And he's here right now. John Lester's in the studio on KX93.5. Hello, John.
Hello, good to be here.
Hello, mate. Wait a minute, you're on. I need to get the mic on. I always get the wrong one. There you go.
All right.
It's a lottery.
I'm over
and
here.
And I lose it every time.
Here I am.
There you are.
I'm hard to miss with this upright bass.
I know. Look at you. You own that thing, though, don't you?
I do. It's kind of like playing a gig with another person. You know?
Right.
It's like a duo.
It's a dance.
The size of a person. Yeah. You know. She has a name. Her name is Sarah. She's my older woman.
How old is she? She looks
She's
very old.
Going on 100.
Is she really?
She looks pretty good for her age.
We've got to get you a new one.
Yeah, I need a brand new one. I need to get one at NAMM. Are they giving out upright basses?
I don't know. Go talk to somebody. It's just finished. You were at NAMM though, right?
I came down to play some shows with Steve Lawson, so yeah. I didn't go to NAMM. Haven't been. I would love to experience it sometime.
No, you don't want to go.
Instead, I went to the beach and was working on some songs. Everyone told me I made a very good decision.
You did. Some people love it.
Yeah.
You know that Matthew Van Doren? He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. Steve Lawson?
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah.
They love it. And they just go on there and they spend 4 days.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, they're fried. They lose 60 pounds in weight.
Steve, who, you know, I met in England, you know, he a lot of it too is just seeing his friends and people that musicians from all over the world,
right,
that he gets to see. It's like kind of, you know, and the party last night, I guess a little bit of that on a smaller level.
The socializing, I totally get.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at, like, these guys all get free gear. I've never gotten any.
Yeah,
so I just don't want to play anymore. But it was fun. I spent 3 hours there. Saw Graham Nash with my friend Mike, and it was all right. But tell us a bit more about how this all came about. You've been playing in bands.
Bass player, of course. I started out playing in bands, and it's very unusual to just play, you know, by yourself. And I was 35 when I first. I was in this band that I was really behind. Put a couple of years into. We broke up, like, you know, so many bands do. And then I went out and started playing open mics, and I was like 35 years old. I'd been a professional musician for over a decade at that time. And at first I played guitar, because I used guitar as a writing tool, but bass is my main instrument. And so I'd go out to open mics and play, and then one night I just decided to bring the bass out to this club in San Francisco and play like a little blues tune. And in jazz bands I'd played often with like a singer do an intro with just bass and voice, and I thought, well, I'll just play a blues tune. And it was just an open mic, but it was packed, and I drew a good slot, you know.
Yeah.
And before I even started playing, everybody just got like really quieted down, and really, you know, it was, the spotlight was on, just kind of going like, well, where's the rest of the band? What's this guy gonna do? And it just went down a storm. It was great, and I kind of, this light went on in my head, like I should pursue this. And now I always start and finish the show on the upright bass, but I play electric basses, and I've learned lots of different styles of music, because as bass players, you know, if you want to work, you know, you just learn a bunch of styles of music so you can play as much as you can.
Yeah.
And I was doing that, and then after a while, I just really focused my energy on that, and started playing solo bass and voice. And it's kind of an adventure.
Yeah. Cool. Will you play for us now? Play for us now, then we'll talk more. Because we can describe it all we like, but until you really hear this thing.
Sure. This is a little love song I wrote called I Saw You.
All right, go ahead, mate, when you're ready.
More than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. I saw you slip away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming of bringing you into the light. Now you stand before me like a long lost friend, and though we've never met, it's good to see you again. And I know this may sound crazy, but I missed you for some time. I see you've been searching, and I know I've been on your mind. Cause I saw you walking around in my dreams more than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. Yeah, I saw you away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming. I just kept on dreaming of a life, all that I knew I would always have, of the woman that would help make me a better man, of a light, of a love that would turn this night to day. I've been watching and waiting, so believe me when I say that I saw you walking around in my dreams more than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. Yeah, I saw you slip away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming. I just kept on dreaming. I saw you
So nice. That's so nice, man. Wow. You know, I had so many questions to ask, and now I just want to go home now. It's so lovely. There's something about a guy that plays an upright bass. If you've never been close up to that thing, like I said before, you own the instrument. And I saw Edgar Meyer recently doing a show, amazing. And he's like you. He's got that thing where you just embrace the thing. It really is a dance.
The technique for it, like that tune is kind of that I just played is what we call thumb position, where you kind of rise up over and you play on the fingerboard and you lift your hand completely. You don't have your thumb behind the neck anymore, so you're reaching up.
That's right. You're right.
You're
down
reaching
there.
Up. You have to because you know.
On the body of the thing. Yeah.
And the body of an upright bass joins the neck a lot sooner than like any electric or acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
You know. So in order to play in that range, you kind of have to. You have to wrap yourself.
Half of the sort of fret, not the fretboard, but the what do you call that?
The fingerboard, right? Yeah.
That half of it is like it has the instrument behind it, so you have to get right up there. It's beautiful. And have you always been a writer? I mean, it's a great song.
Thank you. I toyed with writing, you know, early in my late teens and 20s, and then was kind of focused on being a bassist and wrote a little bit, but it really wasn't until I was in my 30s that I started focusing on it. I got in an organization, pitched a lot of tunes to publishers and stuff, never really had any luck with it, but it was a great organization called the West Coast Songwriters. Yeah. They do some stuff down here in L.A. I joined up in San Francisco. It's great for young songwriters to get songs critiqued, and publishers would come in, you know, national publishers from either this area or a lot of times Nashville, and you know, you play them a demo, and they're not your buddies and stuff. They're just going to tell you what they think of it right away.
Give you a straight.
The first few tunes were, I had visions of grandeur and just got trashed. but I learned from that, and just kind of really worked at the art of crafting a tune and learned a lot from that criticism. Yeah.
Yeah. West Coast songwriters. Now you've won. Did they have a competition?
Yeah, in the late '90s, they do both song pitching and then they have open mic, you know, competitions. And yeah. They have every month they have them in the Bay Area. They have like one in Berkeley and one in San Francisco and in different parts of the Bay Area, and every month. And then at the end of the year in August, before their big conference in September, they do kind of a playoff. And I won in 1999 with a tune on my electric bass, and then I won in 2001. And no, it's great. I met some people. I met a great artist from Nashville named Gretchen Peters, who's a fantastic country writer.
Familiar.
And I ended up touring with her.
Wow.
And so it was really good for meeting some folks, too, in the industry when I was kind of just starting to try to break in.
All right.
As they say.
Well, you listen to KX93.5. We have John Lester in the station. He plays an upright bass and sings beautiful songs. He's an award-winning songwriter. He's been on tour with Gretchen Peters. Mm-hmm. And he's an all-around cool guy. I met him at a party last night and had him on the radio. And that's how it works around here. We like to bring you new and unusual music here on KX93.5, especially between the 9 and 10 o'clock hours on a weekday. And why don't you play us another song, mate, and we'll give people all the information of how to contact you and see if we can book you for a gig in Laguna.
Great. No, I'd love to come back again. I'll do a tune that won one of the awards in 2001. It's a song just about the choice of making that choice of being a singer-songwriter, and it's called Both a Blessing and a Curse.
Right on. It's John Lester playing bass and singing on KX93.5.
Stories, teach some lessons I have learned. I may brag about all my glories, but I'll confess the bridges that I burned. I'll tell a joke to wipe the tears away if my sad songs make us cry. 'Cause I got a heart that knows no hiding, and it's on a stage again tonight. I guess things might have gone better, artist life, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's both a blessing and a curse. See, my folks put me through college long ago, after I pulled straight A's in my high school. I fell in love with words and melodies, though they sometimes play me for the fool. Now I've got all these stacks of pads of papers, and they're full of dreams and tales I've told. Though that paper isn't money, they're making me rich as I grow old. Hey, I guess things might have gone better. Hey, but I'm thankful that there are no both a blessing and a curse. Well, every time I lose, I get a song. Your brand new way to write what I once went wrong. Oh, like a child that's sometimes weak, sometimes so strong. And here on this stage tonight, they're all home safe where they belong. All I can tell you now is what I know. Somewhere along the line, my life became this one-man show. And though he's my friend and sometimes also he's my foe, I set my soul down every single night in the very front row, and he says, I guess things might have gone better. Hey, but I'm thankful that there are no worse. This artist's life, it's both a blessing and a curse. It's both a blessing and a curse, yeah. Well, tonight, under the soft stage lights, tonight will be the blessing. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Very moving stuff, man.
Thanks.
John Lester plays the upright bass and sings songs from the heart there. It's KX93.5. Wow. You know, are you familiar with the movies of Mike Lee?
I'm not.
The British movie maker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of now. There's a film called High Hopes. And I forget now. But anyway, he's sort of independent movie maker, but quite famous in Europe. And all of his films, the soundtracks are upright bass.
Oh, really?
Just upright bass. Sometimes bowed, sometimes played.
Right.
And immediately you get that. So there's an emotion attached to something about the sound of the bass.
One thing that's been nice to discover about playing and going out and doing gigs and is a lot of people don't really know the sound of the bass. You know, it's like it melds into the music a lot. And especially when it's played by itself, you hear all the overtones and all the richness of it, whereas in the band sometimes that disappears.
Yeah.
And you just miss it if it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We have... what's he called? Lee Rocker does a show on this radio station on a Saturday.
Right.
And he's famous for that sound.
Yeah, the slap
bass. Which is just
thing.
That fucky sound.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got a certain sort of richness that comes out in the way you play.
It's a different style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And very, very, very moving and very beautiful. And also, you have a voice that has, you talk about overtones, undertones. Your voice has got that. It's got some crack in it, too.
Oh, yeah, especially this morning.
Well, you've certainly lived a life, sir. It comes out in your voice. So, very, really wonderful stuff. Now, where can people find you online?
My website is just johnlestermusic.com, and, you know, that'll kind of connect, you know, you to what I'm doing. Right now I'm doing some shows this week with Steve Lawson, who was at the party last night. We're doing some little stuff, house concerts on this one. A lot of that. I love doing house concerts. It's a great way to just kind of meet new people and play. And sometimes it's venues or festivals, but this time we're going up the coast. We're going to play Monterey, San Jose, and then the San Francisco Bay Area. So,
brilliant. So it's John Lester, JohnLester, very simple as it sounds.
Right.
JohnLester.com.
JohnLesterMusic.
Excuse me. JohnLesterMusic.com. Yeah. But I'm sure if you just Googled him, John Lester Bass, you'd find out what was going on there. And available for bookings, weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yes, bar mitzvahs,
brisses,
all that stuff.
Do the brisses.
Yeah. Lounge, lizard action. I have a tux.
We're going to get you down here because we have a series of gigs at the City Books every year, twice a year. And I'd love to talk to you about doing that for us, because I think you'd
be
perfect.
We'd love to come down. Yeah.
Well, the phone's ringing off the hook. People want to know about John Lester. He's here, and I'm so glad to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, man, it's an absolute pleasure. New music on KX93.5.